Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Wednesday, the 19th of December, 2012. And I'm sat here going through my grocery list for my last grocery shop before Christmas. And it's the big one. I talked about it earlier on in the week on the blog. Well, actually, I think it was Sunday when I talked about it on the blog. It really is the big one, I think, because there's an awful lot of food memories for my family and for my husband's family that make Christmas. And I know that that sounds awful, but when I think about it, I'm looking at the grocery list here, and you know, I work through Christmas Day in terms of food when I'm working at the grocery list. So first things first is breakfast. So for me, in my family, the special item for Christmas Day breakfast was always sugar puffs. Incredibly sugary, incredibly bad for your teeth. Something that we were only ever allowed at Christmas was sugary cereals. My favourite was Sugar Puffs, which actually I think are they're made with honey and not sugar. It was the one thing that my sister, who hated honey all times of the year round, would actually eat. So there's always a box of Sugar Puffs on the list. But for my husband, for his family Sunday or Christmas Day breakfast, it's always a full Irish fry. Well, it's not a fry because it's always grilled, but that's what we call it. We call it a fry. So there's always black pudding, white pudding, sausages, bacon, tomatoes, mushrooms, eggs, batch loaf, preferably white, and lashings and lashings of tea. So that's his family Christmas morning breakfast. Then we move on to Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner, I suppose, would be what you'd want to call it. So there's other things that I always have to have in the house that are very handy for stockings. That would be chocolate coins, and himself always has candy canes, so they always have to be there. We always had a satsuma tucked into the toe of our stockings. It's not something I do with the kids, but I always feel like I have to have satsumas in the house. There's something about the aroma around Christmas that really evokes an awful lot of memories for me. Then for Christmas dinner, well, obviously there's the turkey, the ham, the stuffing, but then there's other things. Like, for example, in my husband's family, they always have roast potato and mashed potato. In my family, we always had mashed potato and that was it. In my husband's family, they would have a form of bisto gravy, whereas in my family, we'd always have a turkey gravy. Brussels sprouts were always something that were bought fresh in my family, and there's always a cross cut in the bottom of them as they're peeled. They're prepared the night before, hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of them, because we are mad for our brassicas in my family. In my husband's family, they can't really stand them, so they don't go to all that effort. Carrots always have to be cut into batons. I mean, food memories, Christmas, what else is there? Boxes and boxes of Jacob's biscuits, chocolate coated Kimberleys. But there always has to be a box of chocolate coated Kimberleys. There always has to be a box of Mikados, a box of coconut creams. There always has to be bottles of 7-Up and Fanta in the house. I mean, the list goes on and on. And well, I am cutting back an awful lot this year, so some of these items I might be only getting a packet rather than a box. Or yeah, I mean, my husband, you know, it's always cheese and onion crisps. There always has to be a box of King crisps. I mean, these are traditions that we've upheld for years upon years. I mean, we've lived in this house for over 10 years now, so this is the first year where we've kind of put the foot down and we've seriously cut back on the amount of junk and the amount of emotional spending, really. But these are all foods that evoke memory of childhood Christmas in Ireland. So, goodness, what else? Oh, my dad's whiskey sauce on Christmas pudding. I mean, nobody makes it like Dad. And Dad, if you're listening, nobody ever makes it like you. I've never been able to taste the most unbelievable whiskey sauce like my dad does. And coincidentally, for an Irish Christmas, normally Nollag na mBan is where, which it would be the 6th of January. is where Irish women take the day off and their husbands cook dinner. But in both of our families, our dads cook dinner on Christmas Day. Isn't that very unusual? So there you go. There's a couple of memories that I have associated with Christmas, some food memories. I'm sure it's something I'll revisit over the next couple of days. So my question to you is, what are your Christmas food memories? And do you have any you'd like to share?